Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Raising Deaf Kids. So, do you feel like you need to be constantly talking to your kids so that they practice language? Like, do you feel like that your kids aren't learning language if you're not constantly talking to them? Or maybe you're on the opposite end of the spectrum and you can't figure out when to practice those speech goals during the day, and so you're not really practicing. So today I'm going to show you my 113 method of practicing speech goals in your daily routine. So this takes the pressure off of you to be constantly talking all day and gives you intentional practice time with your kids. So if you're ready, grab a pen and paper and let's get started. Hey, Mama. Welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Do you want more ease in your daily life? Do you want to help your child learn language faster but have no idea where to start? Do you find yourself searching for how to learn sign language and best ways to practice speech goals? Hey, I'm Elaine. I'm a mom of three littles, two of whom are deaf. I remember when I received the hearing loss diagnosis for our child, there were so many decisions and information overload. I lacked clarity and confidence and yearned for ease and balance in our lives. It was then that I discovered strategies to support our kids' language development at home, and I even helped them learn language faster. I can't wait to share it all with you. So put down that to-do list, close out that ASL app for now, and let's get started. Did you know that I have a free community of women just like you? Busy moms who want to help their kids learn language faster while still getting all of the things done in the house each day. In the community, we share strategies to help our kids learn language faster and lean on each other for encouragement and support in this up and down journey of hearing loss with your kids. If you haven't found your community yet, then welcome home, Mama. Come join us at facebook.com/group/raisingdeafkids. So I was right where you are now just a few years ago. I was overwhelmed with two deaf kids and two sets of cochlear implants to keep up with and two sets of speech goals to practice. And my first thought, as I was like getting further and further into this journey, and I had my second child with hearing loss and more speech goals, somehow in the middle of this, my thought process was, how in the heck am I going to practice all this and do everything else in my house? Right, so right in the middle of all my searching and, trying to fit this all in while like still doing the laundry and the cooking and taking care of my house, everything else that I needed to do during the day, I discovered and kind of refined for my own kids my 113 method of language practice that I'm going to teach you today. And it was a game changer for me because it really took the pressure off of me in trying to teach my kids language. And what I did is I started simple, which we're going to talk about. I started simple and then I expanded language further into our routine from there. And I actually recently taught this method to a client, and they said that it made so much sense to them and it gave them an actionable way to practice language with their child while using an activity that was already part of their daily routine. So no extra stuff to put into your routine. This fits perfectly right in and gives your child a win, and you a win because you're practicing language and speech goals. So get that coffee, pour an extra cup because we're really about to learn something that is going to really help you out a lot. So, number one, the first one in my 113 method of language practice. This is a patented method, by the way. You will not find this anywhere else. This is my like specific method. So number one, pick one routine. Okay, so you want to pick one routine in the day to start with. And when I'm talking about a routine, a routine or a time block, I'm talking about like your morning routine, your afternoon routine, your evening routine, or sometimes there's like a mid-morning kind of routine block if you have younger kids still at home. So pick, a routine in your day to start this with, or pick one like time block in your day to start this with. And so why are we going to do this? Because picking the routine that you're going to start committing to practice language with just gives you a solid time to know every day that you're going to practice language a little bit more intentionally at this time. So I want you to decide, think about this for a minute and decide when is a time during the day in one of your routines or time blocks that you can sit and focus with your child. And think about a time that your child is also more likely to focus on playing and engaging with you too. Okay, so you need time to intentionally sit and work with your child, and your child needs to like not be tired, not be hungry, kind of be in a general good mood where they're more likely to be able to focus, where they're going to be, more likely to play. And so what I would do is I would really focus on when is a good time in your child's daily schedule to commit to practicing a little bit of intentional speech. So a lot of times with my kids, I'll give you an example. The kind of mid-morning block when my kids were kind of like toddlers and babies and first starting out, with speech goals, the kind of time around 10 to 11 o'clock, like after we had breakfast, before lunchtime and nap time, was a really good time for me to practice with them. They were engaged. Already that was their built-in playtime, before another big transition happened. Now, when my kids got a little bit older and started school, nighttime before they went to bed actually became our speech goal practice time. And so nighttime, we at our house have a like calm down routine with our kids where we turn off all of the electronics and everybody is in their bedrooms and they're not asleep yet, but they are playing in their rooms away from everybody else, away from screens, and generally just like winding down for bed. And that was the time when my kids got into school, starting from like kindergarten, first, second grade, when we would come and be able to individually practice for 10 to 15 minutes with our kids. And that was a natural have calmed down time that they were able to focus. Okay, so think about when you're going to have the time to sit down with your child, and also think about your child's daily schedule and when is already a built-in time where they are kind of calming down or playing calmly. Like I said, they're not super tired, they're not super hungry, that you know that they're going to be more receptive to this. Okay, and so number two, or point number two, I want you to pick one goal or one word or one phrase to focus on. Okay. There may be many, many words that you want your child to learn, but I want you to do is to start with one thing that you're really going to emphasize and practice on. Okay, because too much at one time is overwhelming for you and your child. Okay, so we're talking about really deep practice, deep intentional language practice. And what you want to do is practice fewer goals, but like deeper and more completely, if that makes sense. So I would go with, if you are just looking for suggestions, one of your speech goals, if you currently are seeing a speech therapist and they've given you speech goals to work on, I would pick one of those goals. Or I would pick a word or phrase that you think your child really needs for communication in your home right now, and you're just not there yet. Okay, so like a key word or a key phrase that would be important for your child to need to know for communication. So you need to practice that. Or if your child is a little bit older, I would actually work on asking some question words like the who, what, when, where, why, and how words as you're playing in this routine to get them to think a little more critically and deeply and give you answers that are a little bit longer than just one word and where they have to think and like make connections. And that's for a little bit like an elementary school child, a little bit older child. If you're looking at like a toddler or a younger child, like one word or one short, like two word phrase would be perfect to practice during this time. And then your third point, what I want you to do is I want you to use this word or phrase that you decide to focus on. I want you to use this three times during this practice period. Okay, and so basically, what I want you to do is just repeat this goal or this word a lot. So, why is that? Because language learning is all about repetition and immersion. Okay, And how do you learn language? One of the ways is by constantly hearing it and constantly hearing it in context. Okay. Why three times? Because three times, I've talked about this on the podcast before, is the maximum amount of things that your brain can learn at one time. So, if I can give you an example of how this all comes together. So, number one, you're going to pick, for example, the morning routine around 10, 11 o'clock. So, if you're going with like a younger child, we'll do a younger child. So I'm going to pick one routine. My one routine is the morning between like 10 and 11 o'clock when they're already playing. My one word or phrase that I'm going to pick is I'm going to pick in, the word in, like in something. And then I'm going to use this three times during this period. So say during this time for about 10 minutes, we're going to use the block sorter, you know, that little box with, that they sort the different shaped blocks in. We're going to do that. And I'm going to take a block. And I'm gonna talk to my child and play with my child. And I'm gonna say, oh, we put the block in. We put it in the box. Can you put the block in? And each time I say in, I'm gonna kind of show them the action of putting the block into the little sorting box. Okay, and so there was the example. We picked our one routine, which was the morning. We picked our one word, which was in. And then during the playtime, I repeated it three times in a row. And I also added in like an action with it. So I would be showing them the action of putting the block into the box so that they can connect that word with the action. And that's all you do. I'll give you another example for a little bit older kid, like an elementary school kid. So our one routine will be in the space before bedtime when they're not asleep yet, and we're reading books before bedtime. And then their one word or phrase that we're going to pick is we are going to ask, we're going to work on answering the question, what? Like, what are they doing? Okay, so we're going to pick up the book, and I'm going to start reading the book. And while we're reading, I'm going to point to different pictures in the book and I'm going to say, hey, what are they doing? And then I'm going to give my child some wait time. And if they can't answer or having trouble answering, I'm going to give them two options to choose from. I'm going to repeat again, what are they doing? Are they walking or running? What are they doing? Okay, so you see how we picked our one routine, which was nighttime when we're reading a book. I picked my one kind of word or phrase or question word, which was answering the question, what? So this is for like an elementary school older child. And then I repeated, probably going to repeat this three times, you know, on different pages while you're reading the book. But I repeated the question, what? They were having trouble answering the question, so I repeated the question and I gave them two answers to choose from so that they could understand what I was asking for them. And that's literally all you do. It is the simplest method and just rinse and repeat every day, right? Just use this and just start this week. I want you to start with one routine, one word or phrase. Or sentence that you want to practice. And I want to you to practice this for 10, maybe 15 minutes at most. And during the 10 to 15 minute practice time, I want you to repeat this word or phrase while you're playing at least three times. And that's it. And then you've done your practice for the day, right? You've done your intentional practice for the day. So the rest of the day can be incidental learning, which we're going to talk more on this podcast about like what the difference is, what are the types of language learning, but the rest of the day can be just working on conversation and just like talking in normal conversation. Okay. And that's perfect. Do this every day and commit to the one routine, one word or phrase, and repeating it three times. Just start with one routine during the day and practice that for the whole week. And then let me know. If that worked for you or not, and let me know if by the end of the week You're seeing your child repeat the word, understand the word or phrase better, trying to repeat it back to you. By the end of the week, they should be making really steady progress on this goal. So I hope this helped you. This three-step method will help you set aside some really intentional time to work on language without adding more to your day, because it's built into literally like the routine that works for you and your kids. And it's also going to help you connect more with your child, because to do this, you need to put away the phones. We're not having screens, and you and your child are just connecting and you're teaching your child, which is a really fun kind of bonding experience with your child. Okay, so you're going to start with the 113 method. And then when you get good at that, feel free to expand to more routines in the day. So maybe, you want to do like a morning practice session and like an evening practice session. Okay. Get the morning down for the first one down. Great. And then once you feel ready, you can add on to the routine, or you can add on the amount of goals that you practice during that time. But this starting simple and starting with just one routine, one word or phrase, repeated three times, will help you and your child get into a routine and build a really good practice foundation for you. So, if you have learned this method today, but you're still having trouble figuring out when to practice the language or what to practice in case you don't have a speech therapist giving you goals, then I would love to help you. Book a coaching call with me. It's in the show notes, the link. You can go to raisingdeafkids.com/coaching, and we can work on this with you. I can take you through this method, and you and I together can find a routine that works well for you. We could pick the goal or phrase or whatever word you want to practice, and then we can think up fun activities that will get you practicing the goal for your child based on the 113 method. And I can guide you through this process. And I can't wait to guide you through this process. To be honest, this has really worked for my kids. It's worked for some other clients. And I know that this process seems really simple. It's one of those things that seems like it's too simple to work, but it really does. And it is very effective for learning language with your child in the fastest amount of time possible and also in the least amount of time possible. So I hope this episode today calmed your soul a little bit, because as parents, we want the absolute best for our kids. And unfortunately, kids, and especially kids with hearing loss, don't come with a handbook. So I want you to know that simply by being here and listening, you're doing a great job as a mom or a parent, because you're learning and trying to find better ways to help your child. And I am so proud of your efforts. I'm so glad that you're here. I'll see you for the next episode on Thursday, where we talk all about how to increase the comprehension of language in your child. See you on Thursday. Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to this podcast? I never want you to miss an episode and to be without valuable information to help you and your family. Also, please leave a quick written review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Now go check off the rest of your to-dos so you can love on your family today. And I'll meet you here every Tuesday and Thursday for podcast episodes to support your whole family in language learning. Ciao, Mama.